If we had a double king size bed, we could move in it and not soon forget. But what I am is what I am, cause I does what I does. And maybe I'd relax, let my breast just bust open. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright. Night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my brain. I just wanna feel everything.
All right. Oh, I don't think it's going through. Can you hear me?
It's still delayed.
Hello. All right. Sorry, guys. I just had to make sure that, you know, it was working. But this is Feeling So, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Super excited. This is my first show, and I low-key have a lot to get through, so I'm just going to go straight into it. But to give a little preface beforehand, before we get into the music of it all, my name is Meg, and I'm going to be kind of taking you guys through my musical journey the past 20 years, I guess. So we're going to be running through some really interesting songs. You're not going to know what to expect, but like in a good way. So this first song actually needs no introduction. And you know what? I think I'm going to give you guys the lore later. But it's a banger. So enjoy.
Insecure in a skin, like a puppet, a girl on a string. Broke away, learned to fly. If you want her back, gotta let her shine. So it looks like the joke's on you. Here I am.
All right. So that was She's So Gone by Naomi Scott. What a queen. From the Disney Channel original movie, or DCOM, Lemonade Mouth. And so for some context, was absolutely obsessed with this movie when it came out circa 2010. Your girl was 5 years old and it changed my life. If you might not know, but I'm a part of, you know, some bands on campus and like kind of grew up in that scene, if you will. And that kind of kickstarted my desire to do that. If you've seen the movie, if you know, you know, but great, great movie. So next song is by an artist called No Doubt. And the reason why I put it on next is because they were actually my first concert. And I remember really liking this song when I was like, maybe seven. Shout out Dad for, you know, buying the tickets and bringing me. But again, low key changed my life. So it's called Running. I hope you enjoy.
With your eyes.
Okay, so that was Running by No Doubt. Again, my first concert, and low-key, again, changed my life. I really enjoyed watching the bassist run around shirtless with a pink tutu. That was most of what I remember from that show. So, had a lot of fun. And this next one, okay, I'm not gonna lie, guys, she's a little silly. It's a Meghan Trainor song because, let me tell you, I had a little phase for one of her, I think it's like her first album. I listened to it a lot, and honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it's because her name was also Meghan, and I was like, wait, period, like, that's my girl. And like, the songs were kind of bangers. And so this is called Credit. I don't know, it would be really surprising to me if this has ever been played, but, you know, there's a first time for everything. So yeah, this is Credit by Meghan Trainor, and it's a banger. Yeah, short and sweet. That was Credit by Meghan Trainor. So we're actually going to switch up the vibe a lot. I'm not even going to preface this next one, but, you know, after that whole era, I guess, I started playing electric guitar. And so this was the first song I ever learned. Again, vibe switched like crazy, but, you know, still a banger and very well-known song. Also very popular for a first guitar song. So I hope you enjoy this classic.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I fear it's time. This next song, you know, if you know me, you might know that I'm a fan of a little band called Paramore. I don't know if you've heard of them, Super Niche and Underground. But obviously, you know, I started playing guitar. I discovered Hayley Williams, and I was never the same. So I could play low-key their entire discography, but I'm just going to play for you my favorite song of theirs at the time. I don't remember, honestly, the first song I was introduced to by them, but I do remember really liking this one, and I still do. So this is Brick by Boring Brick by Paramore. Enjoy. First of many on this playlist.
Fairy tales, somewhere too far for us to find.
just so good, guys. Just so good. That ending goes crazy. So kind of on a similar or in a similar vein, this is kind of unserious. I do not condone this artist at all, but I unfortunately, this song was kind of special to me in my youth. It was the first song that I ever sang on a stage when I was like maybe 11, I want to say. And, you know, I did think it was a banger at the time. Is it kind of ruined now? Yes, but I had to share it because, as you know, you'll find out a little later, stage is also quite important to me. And yeah, so this is The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Enjoy. All right, again, that was The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Like I said, unfortunate banger given who he is. But yeah, that was the first song I ever sang on a stage. And I was, the stage presence was not giving. I was like a stick, but you know, very pivotal moment of my life because I actually didn't do it again for another maybe 5 or 6 years because I was super shy. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Before we do that, though, I wanted to read, or actually not me, I have a special guest here today for my first show. Why don't you introduce yourself? Really enthusiastic. Thank you so much. Anyways, she will be reading the PSA for today. So whenever you're ready.
Inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating.
Wait, guys. I just realized her mic wasn't up. So we're going to try that again. PSA. Start from the beginning. Okay. Also introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Ania.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much for that, Ania. Sorry for the technical difficulties. You did great. So now we've arrived at around my middle school era, still emo AF. But, you know, I threw a little bit of R&B kind of in the mix because that was also my truth at the time. Not really traditional R&B. This is from my girl Nikki, and some backstory is I was a really big fan of her YouTube channel when I was young in like elementary school, and she actually used to reply to my comments. So number one fan, that is me. So this is I Like You by Nikki.
Guess this is a bitter end I didn't see coming. And I'm having a little bit of trouble accepting too. I don't know what to say to you. There's nothing I can do to reset your point of view. We both said this was just physical. Well, one of us lied. Kids are feelings aside. Truth be told, yeah. You asked to see me once again at 10:30. I got nervous, so I got faded. Made things complicated. I'm sorry for the stupid shit I said. You wanted fun, I served you threats. It's probably good you left, cause I finally admit I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry I never meant to. But who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. When look at you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. I know that I signed up for this casually. But I fell for your tricks, I'm a casualty. Can we just reset, restart in the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was to love on me every day. Yeah. I like you, I like you, I like you. Was I won't ever hear from you? Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I feel your hands on me and your lips on mine. I know that that was too much the last time you saw me. And I don't blame you for getting over everything so easy. But I just can't seem to figure you out, you goddamn mystery. Good God, how you kiss me. Didn't think it'd be distress galore. Thought I just wanted you there with your hands in my hair. But I craved more. And you just wanted rock and roll. No heart and soul. And I knew that from the beginning. So why don't I feel like I'm winning? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the joke. The punchline they got to. Killing me to see you gone, cause I never told you. I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry I never meant to. But who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. When look at you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. I know that I signed up for this casually. But I fell for your tricks, I'm a casualty. Can we just reset, restart in the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was the love on me.
was I won't ever hear from you. Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I feel your hands on me and your lips on mine. Something about you makes me difficult. That makes us even, cause you top of the charts, egotistical. It's so typical for me to fall for your kind, but oh God, I wish you were mine. I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry, I never meant to.
Sorry.
But who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. When I get you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. Would it be a stretch if I asked you to try again? I'll be patient, I swear I'll even count it 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fuck. Can we just race every start and the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was the love on me every day. I won't ever hear from you. Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I like you was only just a secret crime.
Ugh, love her. So you know, that was a little taste of R&B. I do have more to show for that, but that was kind of, you know, I don't have a lot of time here. So next we're kind of gonna be going into my indie era. This next artist was unfortunately quite important to me in high school. And the song is kind of sad, but I was bumping it low-key every day. So this is Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers.
Feel anything though.
All right. So that was Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. For the sake of time, because I've been yapping a little bit too much, I'm going to introduce the next three songs and a little bit of context behind them. So still in the hashtag indie era, had to play a little bit of my girl Lizzie McAlpine. So one of my favorite songs by her is up next. And then Playing God by Paramore, another Paramore song. Count. What is it now? Yeah, two. That's the first song that I sang on stage, my return to stage, like I said, like 5 to 6 years later, when I was a little bit more out of my shell. And then after that is going to be Molasses by Hiatus Coyote, which was kind of my signature song playing on stage at School of Rock, which is my music school that I went to. Such a banger. And everybody who goes to School of Rock knows Hiatus Coyote, so I had to give a little bit of a shout out there. But yeah, those are the next three songs, and I hope you enjoy.
Why am I away? Nails on the floor and soot on my tongue. I don't know his name, but I still taste the rum. Nothing there but skin. Skeletons crawl on the ceiling. They know that him and his aftershave hit like a drug. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one and us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Who will erase me? Race you to the end. Waits like it desperately knows that I'll crash if I don't let you go. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but it feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one. To hear you scream, and you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one in us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear. In and out of one in us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Oh, who will erase me?
Can't make my own decisions. Make any with precision. Or maybe you should tell me
Buried deep in the soil, selfless, oh.
All right, this might just be the last time I speak before the next show goes on. But the next two songs are Give Me All Your Love by Alabama Shakes and Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And the context behind those two is in high school, I would play Give Me All Your Love at, you know, school functions, etc. And it was kind of a hit, not going to lie. People kind of knew me from that song. Suit my voice really well, I guess. And then Landslide, there's a lot of lore behind this song, but this song follows me around wherever I go. Very, very special to me. And I love Fleetwood Mac. So, yeah, if I don't say anything next, this is Feeling So. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Meg. And thank you guys for joining me on my first show. Super excited to see where this goes. So yeah, Give Me All Your Love by Alabama Shakes next, and then Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I hope you enjoy.
God, baby. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide.